This is a race to the finish. I want to at least, you know, touch on a few nekudas. So I'm just going to betzach to hold the orus and kuli hai v'ulai. So a few important things. So the Chazanish pointed out this aura that we don't find that there's a chashash that a person will be machdas atzmai into a state of Yehud, he'll go lock the door, etc. So what's shot in this Gemara? Punkt this Gemara, he says the chashash is already in some state of the Mora B'Psimi B'Chitz, and they're ready, as it were, in some state of togetherness. That's over chashash. But in Astam, we're not chashash that they're going to be machdas atzmai, the pesach psul of Rabim, which makes it as not a makom seser, and they're going to go make it into a makom seser by being noyal, etc. So, be'etzem, this is touchdown in the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel and Sekotin Yud that
Yud
Sekotin, I'm sorry, Sekotin Tes, then the Sekotin Tes, Beis Shmuel brings that there's a minig that the Noshim, when they would go together with the Goy who was the wagon driver, they would take a child with them, and when either she or the child would Nitzarech L'Nekavov, so they would go. So she would go away. And even if the child would need to use the bathroom, she would walk away with the child. So there's never a point in time she was left together with the wagon driver. So the Bach brings from the Marshal that's also. So the Ben Yeruchim says that's mutter, and the Bach said that the Marshal said that's also, because even though right now it's not a state of yichud, because it's a woman together with the tinuk. So, and the child's old enough that he's a matzah from Yichud, but the child needs to use the bathroom. Why do we feel confident the woman's going to walk away with the child? Maybe the woman will stay and be misyached with the goy. Right? She will bedafka not. That's what the Marshal says, that that's usur, because that's where chashash is going to happen. The Taz says on this. In Sivkot and Tess, he says, "When you are cast the Mariah Loimer al Benoisi Sokazois, that what they're doing is Osir, and Sivkot and Tess."
Yudas
Tambiya. So he brings that the Tamal Minik Shanogo Lotis Ladakh Vilim Eglim Goy Bashamar Kotana Katana. So it's not a problem because the Sharma will needs the golden cob of the woman will go with them. Marbuchami brings Minik Rahu Basar Lavatloy, which that's the Marshal. By Nira Rakasulamaraya Lormal Badois Sokazois, Right now, they're not in a state of Yichud, so we have no reason to be Kosher. They will put themselves into a state of Yichud. And then he brings, then he wants to, he starts to bring a right to that, etc. But the Maisa, he says, the whole Chashash is once they're there, Shem Yafata Yishu. But it's only once you're in the matzv. But it calls when you're not in the matzv that we should, the person will be mathes atzmi into the matzv. We're not kosher for that. So that's what the Taz says. So Moshe in his series of tshuvas on it, he says halacha lemaisa. Where the Ikar Pesach is like the Taz, that we're not kosher, you'll be machlis atzmai into a matziv, and that we were, you know, which we part of what we were discussing yesterday, that this is only a unique situation because it's already in, like the Chazanish says, it's already in their minds, it's a matziv of being together. But it's something which people do not see as being together. The Yetzirah is not Miskarabom, and we're not kosher they're going to go and put themselves into a matziv of Yichud. He does suggest the Chachil, a person should be machmer. So he says the Moshe, so you have a people traveling in a car. He said people traveling in a car, so they're traveling in a man and woman traveling in the car together, but it's the windows are clear and people can see inside, etc. You know, I'm going to that they're going to then pull off to a side road and go find some hidden place to be together. But he says the Chachil Yitaka should know, because the Marshal, that's good with the Chashash, that this Marshal is saying that we're Chashash, that maybe they will go to the side. The Chachil, a person should avoid it, not to get into it. But Lachal Mais, he says, you can be Samech, the Ikar Pesach is like the Taz. One point, I want to touch on. Okay. Now, in the Sugya of the Pnimi and the Chitzin, so the Rambam learns the case different than Rashi. So this Nakud over here, the Rashi says that we're Chashash, that they're going to go into a state of Yichud. Right, that's the chashash that it might happen. The Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam has the case in Halacha Ches. Hoyo anoshim mibachutz v'anoshim mibefnim. Hoyo anoshim mibefnim v'anoshim mibachutz. Upir sheisha achas leben ho'anoshim. Oyisha ben anoshim asur minei mishum yichud. So Rambam learns the case. What not the rechoshish that they're going to do going to yichud. That's v'chal not a chashash. The Rambam said the case was, if they did do it, the point here, they're discussing what's considered a situation of Yichud if they did it. So the more as a machloikis, the bias macher both directions, but the more as a machloikis, when we say that this is not considered Yichud or not. So Rav Kana says, in a case where the Anoshim Mibachutz and the Anoshim Mibifnim, you're not worried about Yichud. So even though what happened, one man went in amongst the women, according to the Rambam, so now you have one man with the women together, and there's no other man there. But Rav Kana said that's mutter, because there was a group of men together, and all of a sudden one guy's missing. So it doesn't take rocket science to finish it. Maybe he went into the women, so people are going to go check up what's going on. That's Rav Kana held, that's mutter. And the Bryce says, no, that's not mutter, because he went inside, so why should they don't know where he is, and that's not going to look for him. And vice versa. So Rav Kana held in the case where the Anoshim are Mibifnim and the Anoshim Mibachutz, that's the problem of Yichud. Why is the problem of Yichud? Because when they see one guy missing, if he went outside, they don't think he necessarily stopped by the women. So male, they're not going to go search for him. So meanwhile, he's sitting with the women, and that's Rav Kana, that's also. So the case is already, it's already a matzah of Yichud, and the question we're discussing is, can we rely on somebody else coming out to create a heter? So Rav Kana says, Mibifnim, they're going to all look for him, so somebody else will join him, Mibifnim, and vice versa, they won't. And the Brisa says all the way around, so the Brisa says we're going to be machmer both directions. But according to the Rambam, this chashash, we're saying that even though they're not in a state of Yichud, they might then enter into a state of Yichud, even with the hezbollah of the Chazon Ish. That's not true. We're not questioning that b'klal. So that the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is like the Rambam. So that's even more of a smicha, that this whole chashash, we said they're not in the state of Yichud. They might be enticed to go into a state of Yichud. The Kor the Rambam, that doesn't exist. The Shulchan Aruch's lashon and the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is like the Rambam. That the whole chashash only in case once it happens. and we're discussing what's considered a hatzolah from Yichud or not. So that this whole chashash doesn't exist. The Chalkos Mechagig brings Rashi Shita also. So the Poskim, you know, we're cautious for that as well. But another smichas in a case where it's baklal, not really a situation of Yichud, like Ramosh's case of the car. So according to the Pashas, according to the Rambam, but the Gemara is, even with this situation where they're together, you have the argument of the Chazon Ish, the Gemara is saying that we're not chashish for that. The whole case of Dafka wants it to happen already. So that's an important Nakuda. It's a second Nakuda over here in the Gemara. Now, the third Nakuda over here in the Gemara, according to Rambam's version, so what's the case? The case is that Rav Kana Tzomar Noshim Mibachutz and Noshim Mibifnim. So what are these men? Are we talking about Rav Chanina Bar Papi V'Chaveirov? We're talking about Stam people, or we're talking about Prutzim? How are we understanding the Gemara? To say that he means Dafka, Rav Chanina Bar Papi V'Chaveirov, is not Mistabr. Right? That, you know, he's saying this halacha, which Rav already said, that basically, you know, if he meant that, he should have, you know, given us that kinesh. So he's talking about Stam people, let's assume. Right? And we're saying, according to Kahana, in a case where there are Noshim Mibachutz and Noshim Mibifnim, so that's Mutter. So even though one man already was parash and he went in to be with the women, so but it's mutter because they're going to say, "Hey, where's he going?" And they know the nashim v'fnim, they're going to go seek him out. And the brayser says, "No, they're not going to do that." But vice versa, in the case where there is the men on the outside, so it's mutter because one of the men who are with the men are on the inside, it's mutter because he goes out to where the women are. One of the men will come and join him. Not necessarily even searching for him, but because he's going to be, you know, going out. So that's mutter. So the Rambam is medayik from the Rambam says like this. The Rambam, beginning of Hilacha Ches. So the Rambam sheet again is that one woman cannot be with many men. And because we're paskening that heter of one woman with two men doesn't apply except for Rav Chanina Bar Papi V'Chaveir, which we don't have. So means that we're going to be machmer that one woman with two men is aser. The Rambam's lashon even harbe, even with im harbe, anashim harbe. Like the Mor says, once the fruits is, even that is a problem. But then the Rambam says, "Noshim harbe im anoshim harbe ein chashishim leyichud." But however, if there's a large amount of men and a large amount of women, that's mutter. One woman with multiple men, one man with multiple women is not mutter. But anoshim harbe im anoshim harbe is mutter. Okay, so where does that halacha come from? That anoshim harbe and anoshim harbe, where does it come from?
It's going to be different than.
Okay, so the Magen Mishnah over here suggests it's from the Gemara in Ksuvos. Where's the Magen Mishnah? Okay, from the din of Chasson Shapirsi Shanita. So the Gemara says in Ksuvos in the first parak, Hu Yashin Bein Ho Anoshim. So you have people together in one house, and the chassan is sleeping with anoshim, right, with other men, and the kal is sleeping with noshim, with other women, and we're saying that's okay. So here we have a case where there's anoshim harbe and noshim harbe together in one house, and it's mutter.
So that's in the same house.
What?
So it's in the same house.
So it's in the same room.
It's not on the
same. It's the same.
Who said
it's in the same house?
Yeah, but Pasha's, we assume in a loch if they're in different houses, there's no, you don't know the name of Shmira.
This is a shame. The Magician says, Mashmir by Sefer.
Right. Okay. So that's the source. So the Poskim are dying from this. The Vice of the Host, the Shear of Anoshim Harbe, Im Noshim Harbe is three. Because the chassid is sleeping with anoshim, bein ho anoshim, which means that is two, and that's the halacha we paskin over there in Hilchas Nida, that the first sheet over there requires two men with the chassid and two women with the kala, so it's three and three, and it's mutter. So the shear of the Rambam says anoshim harbe im anoshim harbe in chashal yichud, according to Magen Mishnah, is three and three. That's what the poskim can bring it down. Okay, step. That's how the Magen Mishlei is the source of the Rambam. We're getting there. We're going to try and get there. Okay. Now, so the Bach comes along on this in the tour. So says that Yeshem Adatik came from the Rabbi Magid, the Moses Noshim Harbe, Ima Noshim Harbe, that the Shir is 3 and 3. Says Yeshlomer, no. The Rabbi Magid is bringing a Rabbi there that works even in a situation where it's a chosin and a kala, she's a kadesh, she's a menesloi, and Yitzhar Tokvoi. But Sarai is loy, and Yitzhar Tokvoi, Kolkach, Masagi, Bibes Anoshim, Ubeis Noshim. So the Baal says that this shear of the Rambam, Anoshim Harbe, Im Anoshim Harbe, the Loshan Im, the Loshan Harbe, he's comfortable saying it means 2 and 2. So 2 men and 2 women would be mutter. The answer is 1 man with 2 women, or 1 woman with 2 men, or 1 man with multiple women, or vice versa. But 2 men and 2 women, that's not us. The assumption of the Poskim for the most part is not like the Bach is 3 and 3. This Heter is 3. Shulchan Aruch brings this Heter down. The Shir is 3 and 3. But there is a Bach to be Samech on a case. There's not 3 and 3. There's what to be Samech on, even to be Samech on that. Now, however, the Goyin comes along. Next step, the Goyin comes along and says he brings the Makor for the Rambam from here, from this Gemara. The Goyin, of course, is his Kitzedek away. So on Siv Vav, where the Mechaber says Noshim Harbe, Ima Noshim Harbe, Ein Chershes Shel Yichud. So the Goyin says Shom Kedu Pei Alpha Man Aleph B'Masisa Tani Ipcha Ba'Ein Rashi Shom Ad Kan. That's it. That's all of the Goyin says. But the Pash is what the Goyin is saying like this. So let's learn the case of the Masnisa. It's going to be Kana's case also, right? So each one says one case is Mutter. What's the case that they're saying that it's Mutter? So the case is where one man went with many women, which is Usser. But since another man is going to join him there, it's going to be Mutter. So he says, one second, if you tell me that the Rambam Shita is that we don't, and the Rambam, when he brings this halacha down, he says it's true. Let me add one more. It says that Hoya Noshimi Bachutz, Hanoshimi Bifnim, or Hanoshimi Bifnim, Hanoshimi Bachutz, Vipirsha Isha Achas, the Bain Hawanashim, or Ish Echo, the Bain Hanoshim, a Sermisham Yichu. So you could have the scenario where the woman went to join the men, and that's Mutter, but that's also Mutter. So one woman is not Mutter, but 2 men. According to the Rambam, right? And still the Rambam said Noshim Harbim and Noshim. So what's going to happen? Another woman's going to. She's now with the men. So the man number says it's Mutter. Is saying it's Mutter because another woman will join her. Anu. So now it's 2 women with the men. But 1 woman with the men is Osir. So stay tuck in the Gemara Zotagoyin that. Now, once it's multiple women and multiple men, it's mutter. That's the Goyin's right. Now, what he does with the fact that a bayah lemaisa is not matarit. What he does with the fact that a bayah, we're learning the Gemara like the Rambam, right? That the case was they're ready, they're there, and the heter is because somebody's going to come to join them. The oisrim aser because we're choshers that nobody's going to notice and nobody's going to go join them. That's the Shaka Taya according to the Rambam. So it means vice versa, but everybody agrees that if somebody would join them, it's Taka Mutter. They're not arguing, right? So Shetach and the Gemara, that once somebody agrees, once a second person joins them, it's Mutter. So Shetach, the din of Noshim Harbe, Ima Noshim Harbe, is Mutter. And Pasha means even 2. Right? So that's it's right there, a smuchim to the sheet of the Bach, that the shear is if you have 2, and at least 2 of the other gender, it's going to be Mutter. Okay. And again, even a bayah passes lemaisa is not the argument of the shittas is we're kosher that it's going to stay just 1. So where's the makom to dingzak on the raya? All right, where's the makom to dingzak on the raya? All right, lechara does a kiluk like this.
The answer of the Magen Mishnah, why needs 3?
No, again, the Magen Mishnah is brought to Raya from the case of Chos. So why did Magen Mishnah arrive from this case over here? In other words, not, you know, I'm not getting all the numbers. Why did Magen Mishnah, the Chodesh Gaon is right, it's a very nice deed. Why did Magen Mishnah have to bring a Raya from Ksuvah Stav Dalet? He could bring a Raya from the Sugya here. Right? Mamash right here, you have the Raya, the deed, and the Sugya, according to the Shita of the Rambam. So where's the Mokum to Dingzik on that? The Mokum to Dingzik like this. Let's say the Rambam is wrong. And on Noshim Harbe, Im Noshim Harbe together is not permitted. Right? But one woman amongst multiple men, which the Rambam holds is Osir, but the Cheshash, another woman might come in, makes it Shetel Gemor, it's Mutter. But it's arguing whether that's a Cheshash. But once it's a Cheshash, it's Mutter. There's a difference between two women being with the men and create and having a matzav of yichud together, and being that might create the frivolity which is the usur, that of one woman being with the men, and any moment somebody's going to walk in, open the door, and say, "Whoa, she didn't join the party yet. Is she part of the party?" We're afraid. Yeah, maybe we talk things on that this is not true. That the party is a problem. You know, having two women with three men or whatever it is not mutter, maybe. Because they're in the party, everything will become all the riotic. But once you only have one woman there, so she became a riotic. She says, "I'm not going to do anything because any moment somebody's open the door, walk in on me, and didn't join the party yet." So she's not nispata. So that she's scared of. So the riot that we're bringing over here is that somebody might walk in. The Magen Mishnah holds is not a raya, the Gaon holds it is. So now the Magen Mishnah's argument, I mean, if I'm right, that the fact that somebody might walk in, even the person who walks in is somebody who's not necessarily a matzo from Yichud, but by being there, but the fact that they might walk in is a matzo. I'm saying important nekuda over here. Okay, yeah, I'm making sense so far.
Those that are already existing don't help.
But being right, but the fact that somebody might walk in, even if that person had they been there, is not a matzah from Yichud. The fact they might walk in is going to be a matzah. So the Magen Mishnah says, no, right from this Gemara. I have a right from the Gemara over there. They're saying, let's everybody get together. We're having a slumber party in the house. There's three men on this side, three ladies on this side, and that's mutter. That's under one roof, different rooms. Wow, how can there be mutter? There must be a hatter, Noshim Harbi and Noshim Harbi. Okay, that's, I think, pshat in the Magen Mishnah. Why am I getting at this? Besides Pshat and the Gemara, so let's take it a step weiter. There is a Ramah. The Ramah says in Siman Kuf Mem Ches.
So
again, you know, I'm saying the Machlokes and the Gemara is the Cheshash. Are we worried about somebody joining or not? But once somebody was joining, it's mutter. So the Gaon says, "Oh, you see, somebody else is there. It's mutter." The Magen Mishnah is saying, "No, that's not a raya over here. It's mutter because the person will come into a matzav of yichud and scare them, and therefore the people inside are not going to do anything because any moment the door is going to open and somebody's going to see them who has not been nispata yet because she wasn't part of the picture, or he wasn't part of the picture. But a case where they're all together, maybe that's not mutter. So I need to bring a raya from somewhere else."
What's your answer is that?
Where am I getting at? There's a Ramah in Kufim, or Eben Ezra Kufim Ches. The Ramah in Eben Ezra Kufim Ches says a Chiddush. There's a din of that a person should not be dar im grushosai. A person, it's in Hillel's Gerushin, at the end of Hillel's Gerushin, a person should not live together im grushosai in a situation which they're bechatzar achas, it might come to Yichud, etc. Right? Zataramoa, Yotzim Nichlis is Mutter. You have to have other people there in the Chatzar. Even if you don't have other people in the Chatzar, if it's Yotzim Nichlis, it's Mutter. So, Kuf Mem Ches. 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 Kuf Mem Ches. Kolagarshal Tanai, Bain Shabbat Measha, Bain Shabbat Yimia. I'm sorry, no, he's going to the case of Garshal Tanai. Lo Yisachri Mokos Manshal Niskaima Tanai, El Bifnei Eid, Ephil Eben, Ephil Shifcha, Ubiyotzim Nichlis Sagi. Chosmi Shifcha, because that's Liba Gaspa, that Gemara over there, okay? Right? So the Gemara says that in the case of Garshal Tanai, where we're afraid that if they're together, any invented together is like that. We assume there is bia, and that the it's now a get yoshin, which is the ma'aseh bia is about to the get. So if you want to make the get al tanai, that should be chal imati, whatever the case is, it's not going to work in this situation. You can't have b'yichud, but b'yosef this takes away the status of yichud. This lamaisa, the poiskim take this heter yetzu v'nichus over here, and they use it in hilchos yichud. That if I have a situation of a potential yichud, and I give a neighbor a key, and tell him to come in, that's what. Now, who do I have to give the key to? So first, I have to give the key to somebody who's a matzah from yichud once they're there, right? In other words. If I tell you, we Ashkenazim don't hold like we hold like Rashi, right? We hold like the Rambam, and then you know we're not choshish. So halacha lemaisa, two men and one woman is mutter. Okay, so I have a situation where there's a potential yichud situation. There's one man with two women, so I say okay, give the key to a man. What about by giving the key to a woman? So any moment in the middle of, you know, this woman could walk in. So what does it help me? So now it's
she's not
dispatching. So what is it at first glance? So now I have three women. We pass the three women as us. There's a rashi, three women as mutter. We'll get to the rashi in a second. I'm saying, but or it's one man and one woman. Right? You're working your house and the cleaning lady is there, and you need to stay at home to do whatever you have to do, and you can't walk out right now. Pesach Pesuach doesn't work. You're living in Brooklyn, and there's no thing as Pesach Pesuach because you know the door automatically locks with 17 locks. You know, right? So what do? You give your neighbor a key. He should and walk in. So who's I give the next door neighbor, the lady, a key. So she'll walk in. Now there's two women with me. Shkoyach, what does it help? Or not? Right? So the goyin is learning in this halach over here that two women walking in and being there are the same. So he says, this gemara over here, says that the heter is walking in. If being there is not mutter, walking in is not going to be mutter either. So in a case the case over here must be there was multiple men and multiple women, so being there is mutter. But in my case, I give you only one man with two women, it's not mutter, so walking in is not gonna help you either. So you must give the key to a man. You must find a man to give the key to be Yetzer v'Nichlus. However, where we're learning in the Maga Mishnah says it's not right for this Gemara, because even if you tell me that once they're in the matziv, it's Aser, but the person who's going to walk and piss him and see you is not part of the matziv, is a matzil, and they're a matzil, even though their person, had they been there, would not be mutter, but the fact they're going to walk in and be yotzer v'nichlus makes it mutter. Now, this is the machlokes of the poskim nowadays.
Is this your own answer about the matziv?
Is this my own chiluk? Yes. Okay, I need to go later. I mean, we'll talk later. Okay, so you'll get different answers from different poskim. And the way I'm understanding this is Machlokes Sinner Groan and Maga Mishnah. The Maisa, one man and two women is an Issa Drabanan. We're starting with one man and two women is Issa Drabanan. And the Halakha Lamaisa, I think you can be Sarmach. If you cannot find a man to be Yotzer v'Nichlus, you can be Sarmach on a woman being Yotzer v'Nichlus.
How do you define Yotzer v'Nichlus?
Now, the person to say it has to, Yotzer v'Nichlus has to be real Yotzer v'Nichlus. He has to really.
What does that mean?
That's a hard question. Okay.
Does it mean if I have the key and I never come in and I could go in?
No. The person say that you know you need a real Yotzer v'Nichlus. You need a real Mirsus. Okay.
What?
That's the point. Nothing is poshut in the Hilchos Yichud. We haven't figured it out by now. Okay, let's go right there. Okay. Now let's say you learn. I gotta go right there. Okay. Bai comes along and he paskins like Rav Kahana. And the Bryce says all the way around, he's makro the chumra be will shita. So the Dibra Makil asks the kasha, he doesn't understand. If you tell me it's a Rabbanon, like all the person who hold that two women is the Rabbanon, so why are you being makro like both shitas? So he says a nice chap, that's the Ran of Psochim, the Gabi Haseba by the Dal Krosis. even though it's a Darabonin. The Ron says you can't, if you're going to be make on the Darabonin, you have to make both ways. So then there's never Din HaSeiva. That's everybody holds Din HaSeiva with two other cases. Right? So that's the Ron over there. The Ron over there in Psachim. The more has Machlok is whether the Iker Din HaSeiva is by the first two cases or the last two cases.
It has to be a Din HaSeiva. It doesn't have to be an Isser Yichud in either of these cases. Maybe both of them are wrong.
Okay, it's a good horror. It's a good horror. I hear the horror. Okay. I just want to touch on the Gemara and Bays a little bit. So after all of the sugyas of the Yetzer Horas and everything like that, Misachar Imoy, so Yehuda Mara of Asi. So there's a heter of dira with the mother and with the daughter, and there's a heter of yichud with achoisa. Kiyomer kamei the Shmuel, amar asad yitachin im kol ha'raisha b'tara filu mehem. He says no, everything's asur. Tanan yitachin im imoy v'im bitoy v'yashin mehem b'kira baser tiyuv din Shmuel. Okay, so. So he says it's a machlokas tanoim. That's when he brings the Morris's vayter machlokas tanoim. And Shmuel's passing like not like our Mishnah. He's passing that it's osur. We passkin halacha lemaisa not like Shmuel. We passing like Amr Yehuda Amr Ravasi that mishachar adam im achoisoi b'darim imoy v'im bitoy. I wanted to point out. I found that the Tosfos Rosh over here on this Gemara. So remember, Rashi says Anshkenasa Gedolah. So the Tosfos Rosh brings the Ben Elchanan. He says, so what does it mean? The Chaman can come. It's an Issa Deraisa. The Heter was Dafka Imoy, like we were discussing the first. The Heter is Dafka Imoy. So how does the Chaman be Matter and Issa Deraisa? He says Hagufa, the fact that the Torah said Imoy is Mutter. So if this is an Issa, it's an Issa. You can't be Berdayis. Elamai, you say the reason why Imoy is mutter because the nature was that there was no interest in an Imoy even before the person is not Mizgara in the Makam where he came from. So once the nature is that they're not Mizgara, it's mutter. So nowadays the Chachamim changed that. So the Torah is being mutter. It's not exerts a concept. It's a swar. That's what's mutter. That was we discussed. It's the Tosfos Rosh over here, Taka says it here in the Sugya. Okay. So Mishachar Im Achoisoi and Darim Imoy Bim Bitus. But the Mor is clearly saying that the person can't do Dira with Achoisoi. You can't do Dira with Achoisoi. What defines Dira? What's called the state of Dira as opposed to just Yichud? So some place can suggest 30 days. So you find the in the different areas in halacha, the 30 days is called a kviyas. The more talks about it in the first parak on Babasra, the Gabi Chiyuvim to Mishtatev in the city, etc. I once heard a shir from Rabbi Heinemann. He came to Cleveland for one of these. They had one of these memorial lectures. The topic was the man living in the moon, living on the moon. That was the topic they gave him. Is a man allowed to move? Are you allowed to live on the moon? So he said, "Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Oris, the son of Nei Adam, Dafka, Oris, the son of Nei Adam, not Shemayim." And the Shem Deer is told in 30 days. So you're allowed to stay there for less than 30 days. After that, you have to come back. But more than 30 days, you can't stay. You have to, because it's Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. He didn't discuss base stations. So I don't know what the halacha is. That's also part of the Shemayim. You'll have to ask him halacha l'maisa if you want to become an astronaut. But anyway, the shir is 30 days. The Shem Deer being kavua together is 30 days. Ramosha does not learn like that. Ramosha says it's really posh. It's the question is, are they taking up residence together? If the point of taking, so what if you have parents, brothers and sisters live in the house, parents go away, and the children stay at home. So you have boys above bar mitzvah and girls above bas mitzvah, so they have an isur yichud. They have dina yichud. They're living with their sister. Yeah, but that's not they're not taking up residence together. The issue is when a brother and a sister decide to live, they're going to live together. So it's not totally an amount of days, right? You have Rav Yashiv has a tshuva where there was to survivors of the war. When one was an Alma, her husband was killed. She was not interested in getting married again. And then there was a relative of hers who was not really fully well. So they said they moved to Eretz Yisrael. They both made it to Eretz Yisrael. And they took up residence together. She was taking care of him. Right? So it was, you know, but they weren't married. And it wasn't. So is there any heter on that? So that's where, now it's interesting. We don't pass them like this. There is a sheet over here that says, when it says achoisoi, it's lav dafka achoisoi. It's any blood relative. Right? So he has his a person's father's sister, the dosoi. And he said, the rice, the erva. Right? Right? We don't pass them like this. We hold that's osir. But the mice, there is a sheet as we showed him that says that's mutari, that goes into the more and more. So it meant imoy and bitoy is imoy and bitoy. And then, now what about grandparents and grandchildren? Right? So you send your kids, you send your kid away to yeshiva, and you have the almana, the grandmother, and he's living with his grandmother. Right? So that. The poskim mamash handle it because the more didn't say it. The ma'aseh of the psak is that it's mutter. All right, it says fine. Okay, fine. One more. I want to touch on in that piece of Gemara at the end of that piece of Gemara.
Does this have anything to do with the caretaker and a person, and the person is totally disabled?
I'm not. That's a separate conversation. Okay, the more the end of that piece of Gemara, the Amar Rabbah Misyach Rada Im Shtei Yavamis Im Shtei Soris Isha Vachamoisa Im Isha Basbala. So, two women which are signing each other, you're allowed to be together with Im Isha Bitinoike Shirdas Tambiya Ben Maseres Atzma Labiya. So there's a heter of a shmira of a tinik. I want to get back to the heterim in a second. One last Gemara, the Mishnah Pei Bezim and Aleph. So Mishnah starts off the second Mishnah. So all the Mishnah grapple with, and a person who's not a sakav a person who has business with women. Tosafot says an example: Roichel. His business is to sell perfume to women. So his whole day is made about giving over things that women need, etc. So Rashi says, "Molechos umnosin nasis lenoshim anoshim sichus loy." It's something that the women need. Lo yachim im hanoshim. So he can't be with yichud with the women, and everybody else could be with yichud with the women. Everybody's awesome. So Rashi asks the kasha, and the chiddush is afil im harbe noshim. Fishal ibagas buhu mekulam machapas alav. He's comfortable with them. They need him, so they're covered for him. Rashi Shita is one man with three women is mutter, with the exception of a person who is a sok of iman noshim. His business is a woman's business. Tosis comes along and says the Charar Gemara not like that. The Gemara in Pei Aleph and Aleph. Tosis brings Rashi. He says a kashal aram domer liel a noshim mi befdim a noshim bechutz kashal shum shum yichud. So you have one man walking in amongst many women, and you're saying that it's osir. The only heter is because somebody's going to want. And depending on the scenario, the man might come to join them. But otherwise, you're telling me it's osir. So you have a case of nashim, one man with multiple women. More, the lashon of nashim sounds like more than two women, and still it's osir. Were it not for the fact that somebody's going to join them. So, state not like Rashi. So he says, no, the chiddush of this mishnah over here is lo yisyachid imanoshim afilo ishtoi imoy. Even though normally ishtoi imoy is matter, the man to be with other women, but by the case of the roichol, it's not matter. That's what Tosfos answers the kash. Rashi pashas, you're going to have to answer up in the sugya over here. Rashi learns in this gemara is talking about a case of a person who is a sock of im with women, that's his business, that's what he does, and that's what the Moor is discussing. So we have a problem of this man joining the women, because even multiple women is going to make an answer for him, except there's a heter because somebody else might come in. Okay, getting back to this Gemara, Pei Aleph and Aleph. So So it means we have, even though, according to Rashi, we're talking about a person who we feel we cannot rely on him, even with an average man with multiple women is mut. This man with multiple women is awesome. But since the fact somebody might walk in, there's going to be matarit. And if you take that's according to Rashi. Rashi, right? Now, the Rambam, where the Rambam learns the Gemara, we're talking about that the... let's say, according to the Grog or Medak, the Gemara, Nashim Harbe, Ima Nashim Harbe, is Mutter. And we're talking about only by Ksherim, even by Prutzim. This heter of Nashim Harbe, Ima Nashim Harbe, is that a heter by Prutzim? On Sefov over there, the Chalkos Mechaikik raises the Shailan in Sefkot and Tess. But Prutzim, I want to know what the loch is. That Im Noshim Harbe Shor Im Harbe Prutzim. You have a lot of women working there, but the men, whatever number they are, but they're Prutzim. Or do you say, Kim the Prutzim, I'm also feeling Im Harbe Noshim? That the Chalkonchoik holds that Swari is that the heter of multiple men doesn't work by Prutzim. Pashis, if you cashman out the Gemara according to the Gra, that there would be Medaik the heter over here from this Gemara, according to the Rambam, which holds that Stam Noshim have a din like Prutzim. Stam Anoshim have a din like Prutzim, and that's the and that's the case of the Gemara, and we're talking about a case where they're being misyached, and why is it mutter? And that's the going soldiak. Why is it mutter if another woman's gonna join them? And the heter is because two women is mutter. So chor shetach in the Gemara, even Prutzim is mutter. So this is very negel amaisa. So you have a situation, you have an office situation where you have Frum ladies, which are there, and then there's and the men are there's not frum men, you know. So they have a din of prutzim as manazet. You know, even like the Ashkenazim, we hold stam and noshim or kshem. It's not mishmer torah mitzvahs. You have people which are secular or not or goyim. They have a din of prutzim. So do you have a situation that's if the office is a situation where the office is a closed office? So not a problem. It's a lot of men, a lot of women. So according to Chafetz Chaim, it's also if the men are prutzim. The way we're medayik from the Gra, the Maaseh, there are many poskim which are medayik this cheshbon according to the Gra, and they come out that prutzim would be if it's noshim harbe im anoshim harbe, even though they're prutzim, it's mutter. Okay, now one last thing I want to touch on. I just want to go through after we're out the whole sugya. There are potentially. When any situation, we're dealing with a situation of Yichud, there are potentially, the Tzadi Heter you can find, I come up with 11. So you have Pesach Pesuch L'Rabim, then you have this Ramah, we said, of Yotzev Anichnes. Pesach L'Rabim, we discussed that the Chazish Lashon is not called Welcome Seser, and Pashas, the Lomdis of the Yotzev Anichnes is, now that's more than the case, the more that he might come. Anyone Hasha Osi, this is a person who was given the responsibility to make it his business to show up. So it's not just maybe he's going to come; he's about to come. The question is when. So that's a Milo Biyotzim Anichnas. That takes away the Mokum Seser status. Let's say. Then we have certain women which Bechazal Bechlal, like with the mother, with etc. So that those are mutter. That's Bechal, not a Cheshash. There's no Cheshash for the Veira. The whole Sibis Isser Yichud doesn't exist. You have the Heter Bala Be'ir or Ishta Imoy, which again, Imoy doesn't mean he's semi physically with him. It means with him in the bias. There's a Beis Shmuel at the end of the Simon who says that in the case of the Melamed, that the Melamed, a Melamed should not be teaching. The Mishnah over there. So Malamed who's a Ravak, lo yamad adam Ravak soifrim, because the mothers are going to come, right? He says, but if a person's married, it's mutter. What about a person's married, but his wife is not there? So Meshmul says, as long as the wife is around the town, that's mutter. So he extends ishto imoy to mean something along the lines of baal beir. So the person said, "What's it? So why is the lashon different? Ishto imoy versus baal beir? Baal beir sounds baal beir. Ishto imoy, right?" So he says it means more along the lines that, you know, the nature of woman, the bisman, they used to basically stay around the house. So even if she steps out for a little bit, see, the nature is she's going to be coming back very, very, very shortly. As opposed to the baal, he'll go off to his work, etc. So ishima, even though it's not mamish with them, but that's mutter, even though she's, because either hashta osi or because, let's say, according to the other swara, that it creates this state of mind that you're not going to do something wrong. Then you have the din of Shomer. We have the Shomer could be, we said, we discussed, if one of the people is not going to do anything inappropriate, it's the one of the women is Baal or Be'ir, so she's not going to do anything wrong, therefore now she's a Shomeris on all the other women. Or a case of a Katan, which is the same type of a Swara. So there's a din of Shmira. There's concept which we introduced, the concept of Shmira. Then you have the Noshim Son of Zuazu, which that they're not giving mechaper of each other, etc. So that's you know, clearly along the lines of a Swar of Shmira. Then you have Shnei Noshim Ksherim, which we said is Bechal. That's Pashas, the Lomas over there, or Noshim Harbe according to Rashi, or Noshim Harbe im Noshim Harbe according to the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, for sure, if we're learning the Rambam right, that the aside of the Isser is the state of being together. So then the head of Noshim Harbe, Imam Noshim Harbe, is there's no intimacy. Right? You know, it's a lot of men, a lot of women. That's not Yichud. That's not Seser. That's Mechal. That's not intimacy. Right? So then you could extend that back. So Shnei Noshim Ksherim, Rashi says, the head to Rishach Bash Mechaveroi. So it sounds like it functions as a Shmir Dikadin. The Rambam in his. The Noshim Ksherim of the Gemara, the Rav Chanina Bar Papi, according to the Rambam, what would the heter of that be? Is that a heter? Because again, two men which are Mamash Ksherim, so one man, even though he's a kosher, there's an intimacy which generates it. Two men who are Ksherim Mamish don't have the intimacy, or is that a heter of Bush Mechaber? I'm not sure which way to learn the Rambam. And Pashas and Rashi, Noshim Harbe, the lumdus of the heter, the Lachar of Noshim Harbe, you could argue one of two ways. Again, Rashi says the cheshbon of two women is shtei noichot lispatis. He's not. The Rashi learns that min astam he cannot be mifata multiple women more than two. You notice even by the case Rashi learns in Pei Bezim and Aleph that the asakavi manoshim Rashi says liba gas behu v'kulon mechapes olav. Rashi didn't say the kulam are being mispata to him. Rashi says kulam mechapasulah. So it means the situation where we're right over there is that he'll be mefata one or two women, that's the most. That's true even by a suck of imanoshim. But when there's three women, by the average guy, he's mefata to them. The third woman says, I got a great story to tell everybody about. So he's not going to do anything when there's three women. But to be mefata to three women, that we're not choshish for. Even the person who's a sakhid bim anashim, Rashi says that the reason why it's usur is the kulam mechapas alav, that the women will cover for the man, but we're not choshish for a mice of pitui more than two women. So that's the pasha's way to learn, I think, is Maduik and the Rashi over here, that as opposed to say that the problem of a sakhid bim anashim is giving him a fat all of them, that's not what Rashi sounds like he's saying.
Why the mechapa more, because the gospel? What is it?
So now, so the definition of asaki b'manoshim, lachara, our definition now is that a person that woman would want to be mechapel of. So Rashi says, "Malechas umnasay nasis l'noshim, v'hanoshim tzrichas loy." So Rashi seems to be adding the kenech is that this is the person, the reichel. The reichel comes around every week with the perfumes. So, A, he's liba gaspa him. He's like, you know, that's what he does the whole time. So he gets comfortable with the women. And the women are anticipating him coming. They want him to come. So they're not going to undermine this fellow. So asak of im hanashim doesn't necessarily mean, okay, so we work in the same office. I'm Isaac with Noshim. right? That I'm working together with women. That's not what we're talking about. This is the way Rashi touches the Gemara. It's a specific issue where his business is to cater to women's needs.
It doesn't mean she's beholden to him? Like an employee to an employer?
No. Right? Okay, so if you add up the cheshen of the, so again, there's pesach b'sulah rabim, number one, yes, and this is number two. There's certain women which are called out of problem, it's number three, balabir, four, ishaimer, five. There's din of shaimer, six, katan is former shaimer, seven, lakot, nashim, which son is a wazoo, is eight, shnei anashim ksherim, which for Ashkenazim, we pass on that's mutter, the Ramah pass on that's mutter, is number nine, nashim harbek from the Rashi is number ten, which the Ramah does bring, and the poskim do use it as a sniff. To be matter. They don't, not so much that alone, but we do this as a sniff. And Anoshim Harbe im Anoshim Harbe, which is the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. So that's the 11 cases of Heter. So any scenario which you're dealing with, that's what you want to deal with. One last thing I want to tell you. Rav Moshe says a Chiddush, we touched on Pesach B'Sul L'Rabim. So the what's the definition of Pesach B'Sul L'Rabim? So the Kivager says it means a wide open door. Kivager and the base mayor says it means a wide, the door has to be actually open. And I saw quote from Yashiv, leaving the door open a crack is not what we're talking about either. It means open. That the door is open enough that people could look in, people could see in. So that creates a whole different type of situation. People can see in, that's the Heter. Or that the door open, wide open, acts as an invitation for people to walk in. But the door's open a crack. You know, nobody's going to assume the door's open or cracked. That means that you can come in. Okay, that's the lashon, the Chumash of Rashba, the Pashto lashon, the Chumash of Rashba. They want to change the gears in the lashon of the Rashba. The Pashto lashon, the Chumash of Rashba, is as long as the door is unlocked and people can walk in, it's mutter. So the people grapple with that. You know, people don't walk in when the door is unlocked. So they want to suggest maybe nowadays that the society is such that people don't walk in, the country a problem. Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva where he says, you see it clear from Chazal that they were very clear about people not walking in without knocking, etc. It wasn't like once upon a time as Mount Chazal, people just barged in everybody else's houses. And nowadays we're regressive tzaddikim and we don't do that. He says, that's not true. That's not true. But the and Pasha says, Lomnus, he means along the lines of the Chazon Ish, that when you come to the moment of potential Avera, people start worrying about possibilities. So the door is locked. Rav Moshe takes this Heter a step weiter. Says even if the door is locked, if the and it's a Kiddush, and you can see why, where there's welcome, very strong welcome to Dingzach on it. If the natural state of being in the middle of the day, somebody knocks on the doors, you answer right away. So these people are being oisik in their Aveira, they're not going to answer the door. So if you know, in the situation that people see that somebody's there, they know that somebody's there, even if the door is locked, if when the people are going to knock the door, the nature is the answer, and you're not going to do an Aveira, because you're not going to be one in a situation where you can't answer the door. Wow. Right? Now, if nobody knows you're there, semet tachkor, then obviously that there's no such answer. Now, what does that mean? I mean, you know, I've had the situation where someone knocked on my door in the middle of the day. They knew I was home. I'm in the bathroom. I mean, you know, there's other ways that you don't answer the door, right? You know, I'm not available. I couldn't make it to the door. So I can't tell you the Metzius. I understand Ramosha's thought process of the Metzius, but that's how Veit he takes he's willing to take this Heter.
After God
have
granted Hitzel. In the bathroom, but when you're doing an
Aveira, so that's how he's understanding the Heter. Okay, so I think we just touched on very, very, very briefly. We touched on a lot of things. And just to pull just last. So if you'd want to give a definition of Yichud, right? It's being Beseser. In a situation which is going to create a giri for the Yetzer Hara, that's the Isser. And if we can find any which way where we don't believe that's going to be true, either because they're not Beseser, or because there's no potential for giri for the Yetzer Hara, either because you're not Misava to that person, or because there's some form of Ishmira, however it might be, Chazal came along and touched up that that's Mutter. Now, the source for this Heter is Imoy. And that's a chiddush. You have to hear the chiddush of Chazal, right? Imoy, there's bechlal, no yitzhar to start with. So even though it's mokum seiser, see the heter is not mokum seiser, right? The pasuk says beseiser, so it's not beseiser, it's mutter. Zontehet. Now it's beseiser. So the pasuk, you know what? It's because mother's mutter, other arayas are aser. And the example which we gave, the Torah gave, is somebody to bechlal. There's no giri yitzhar bechlal. So what we're being mechadish over here is that we're being mata, not only there's no potential giri for the person, when somebody which bets him there is a potential for giri, if I can generate any hechatimsa where we believe the etzara will not be mizgara, all right, that, so then that's not the iser. That's not the iser. Right, and that lechara is the Chazal are taking the hechatimsa, like Rabbeinu Chanan said, we're taking the case of the pasuk, we're being mata even achoisa. Good, I get it. There's now the Yanchen Esa Gedoyla removed the Yetzirah for Achoisa. Okay? Right? So there's nothing, so why don't live it together? Mechura, Dover, whatever you understand over there. Fine. But Akere Kat, the Rimat, all these things is the tremendous element of Kiddush in it. Nobody holds it to the Ragat Shavar. Nobody. Except the Ragat Shavar. The Ragat Shavar mentions to you, the Ragat Shavar learns that the Rice is only living together. In the case of the apostle, a child with a mother lives together. That's a natural thing. They live together. That's and in Teichat Devarim, there is going to be a moment of a hasasa, but just being together by Krai is the Rabbanan. In that world, I understand all these swaras that they have a right to expand these swaras, right? But then, according to what I'm saying, in a case where it would be an ongoing situation. That's like living together. We wouldn't be serving in all these swaras. Now, again, the person did not say like him, and the person are matarit, and I'm not things like on that. You know, all the coolers, etc. But it's what to think about in that nakuda. That al kinekach. I just want to.